This is the Tanakh Podcast with Alex Israel. Today, Micha Perek Hey, Chapter 5. We are dedicating our learning to the success and safety of Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, to the swift return of all of the hostages and to the healing of the wounded in this war in Gaza. Here we are in chapter 5, and I'll start off with one lovely thing, which is that for somebody who lives in Gush Etzion, Pasuk Aleph jumps out. Va'ata Beit Lechem Ephrata, Tzair Liot Ba'alfei Yehuda, and you, Bethlehem of Ephrat, the smallest amongst all of the clans of Yehuda, Mimcha li yetze liot moshel b'Yisrael u'motzotav mikedem mimei olam. From you, one shall come forth to rule Israel for me, one whose origin is from ancient times. Rabbi Riskin always used to say that this is the pasuk which tells us that the future ruler of Israel, the Mashiach, will come from none other than Ephrat. So that's a lovely beginning for any of our listeners living in Gush Etzion. But I'd like to talk about the complications of this chapter, because this chapter is indeed confusing. It's a chapter which speaks about sort of end of days, just like chapter 4. But we get conflicting messages. And maybe the easiest one that we can look at is the sort of dissonance between Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Vav, V'haya she'irit Yaakov bekerav amim rabim, katalmei et Hashem, and the remnant of Yaakov amongst the nations will be like God's dew, k'revivim alei esev, like the refreshing drops on the grass, asheloi kavel ish v'lo yachel livnei adam, the grass which doesn't need any human to irrigate it because it's naturally irrigated by the ta'al. So the Jewish people in that end of days will be like the dew, will be like refreshing drops. That's verse 6. But now look at verse 7. V'haya she'irit Yaakov bagoyim bekerav amim rabim. And the remnant of Yaakov amongst the nations will be ka'aryeh bebehamot ya'ar, will be like a lion in the forest, kikfir, like a young lion be'edreitzon amongst the sheep. Ashem avar v'ramas v'taraf v'ein matzil, that he can go and attack and tear animals apart, and none can be saved from him. Tarum yadchal tzarecha v'chol oyvecha yikaretu. Lift up your hand over your enemies, and all your foes will be cut off. This is a far more violent. Both verses begin, v'hayash erit Yaakov bekerav amim rabim. But Pasuk Vav says that the Jewish people will be like the dew. Pasuk Zayin says that the Jewish people will be like a scary lion, a lion with his prey, that all the enemies of Israel will be cut off from this lion. So is chapter 5 of Micha predicting that the Messianic times will be a time of a war or a time of peace? Other psukim also seem to go in contradictory directions. If I read Pasuk Dalad and Hey, V'hayaze shalom Ashur ki avo ba'arsenu, and the peace of Ashur when they come into our land, v'chiyirdroch ba'armonotenu, and when they tread in our palaces, v'hakimonu alab shivaro imu shmona nesiche adam, I will set up 7 shepherds and 8 princes, v'ra'u et eres Ashur becherev, and they will shepherd the land of Ashur by the sword. Now, again, what are they saying? On the one hand, we're saying that Ashur are going to come in shalom, in peace. Who's going to greet them? Shepherds. Shepherds are usually very peaceful. Nesichim, princes, are not usually people of war. Princes are gentle people who have grown up in the lap of luxury. But then it seems like these shepherds will greet Ashur with the sword. Or if you take a look, in Pasuk Gimel, Va'amad v'ra'a bo'oz Hashem, the people will see the strength of God. So again, this is very confusing. Is God predicting peace or is he predicting war? How exactly are things happening here? All the Mefarshim deal with this. And many of them, the Abarbanel and others, claim that in fact there are two stages here, or maybe two different types of nations. Some say, well, nations who are aggressive, who are belligerent, who are offensive to God will be met with war. And nations who are, peaceful and kind and God-fearing will be met with peace and will be met with dew and will be met with, nourishment. Others want to give a different order. They say that maybe first you have to meet your enemies with war and vanquish them. And only after you have beat them in war, then will you manage to move to a stage of peace, right? In the history of the state of Israel, we fought several wars with Egypt. The war in 1948, 56, 67, and 73. And only after their defeat in 1973 did they decide to join us in peace. So is that the case? I would like to share with you one solution, which brings us back to the world of Gush Etzion and my yeshiva, Yeshivat Har Etzion, the yeshiva which I learnt in and which I still feel very attached to. In the 1973 war, in the Milchemet Yom HaKippurim, the yeshiva was still a very, very young yeshiva. And the war broke out on Yom Kippur. The guys left to the army from the Bet Midrash immediately at the close of the fast. And when they came back 3 weeks later, there had been eight of the members of the Bet Midrash, eight soldiers from the yeshiva who had been killed in the war. Events which, sadly, we are seeing again before our eyes in this war in Gaza 50 years later. And Rav Amital, the Rosh Yeshiva, was very, very distraught. And when he eventually eulogized them all in a special memorial ceremony, he quoted the Pasuk from Al Perek, Perek Hey, Pasuk Dalad, V'hayaze shalom ashur ki yavor ba'artzenu v'chi yidroch ba'armonotenu. When Ashur will come into our land and they will try and take over our palaces, V'hakeimonu alav shiva ro'im u'shmona nesichei adam. And we will confront them with seven shepherds and eight nesichei adam. I will say that since the war of Milchemet Yom HaKippurim took place over Sukkot, shiva ro'im is frequently used as the source for the notion of the Ushbizin, of the fact that there are seven characters from history who somehow visit our Sukkah, and maybe that Pasuk was relevant. But what is Shmona Nesichei Adam? Shiva Ro'im U'Shmona Nesichei Adam. Rav Amital compared these soldiers to indeed these Ro'im and these Nesichei Adam, because what he said was, even though these boys went out to fight, even though these young men were warriors, on the other hand, they were all people of the spirit. They were shepherds. They were princes. They were seeking spiritual perfection. They were people who were ethical. They had tremendous emunah. They weren't the typical warrior who is only interested in war. And I think that's exactly what we've seen in our current war that we're fighting in Gaza, having myself attended many, many funerals and visited several shivas for this war. At the funerals, people don't talk about how any of these people were so passionate about the army or were amazing warriors. They talk about their wonderful midot, how kind they were to their friends, what wonderful sons they were. They talk about their hobbies. They talk about their love of Torah. They talk about their future plans. They talk about their relations with their siblings. They talk about them as seven shepherds and eight princes, rather than talking about warriors. And therefore, maybe when we see these conflicting sides, that Am Yisrael in the future, on the one hand, we see them fighting like a lion in the forest, and on the other hand, like drops of dew, like some sort of nourishing moisture, maybe really is expressing the two sides of what Am Yisrael are, what this She'erit Yisrael, Yaakov Bekerev Amim, what really is the makeup of the Jewish people. Even when we have to fight war, we are tal, we are dew. We are filled with moisture and softness and the refinement of princes and the gentle side of the shepherds. And even as we fight, our hope is for days of peace. But if we need to fight, then surely out will come the lion, out will come the kfir and the aryeh, and indeed we will take down our enemies. As it says here, v'itzil me'ashur ki avo ba'arteinu v'chi yidrosh b'gvuleinu, tarom yadcha al tzarecha v'al oyvecha yikaretu. May your hands be raised over your enemies, and may all of your foes be cut off. That's it for today. L'hitra'ot.